The UK's leading sight loss charity, RNIB, relies on donations to maintain and expand its crucial services, improving the everyday lives of people with visual impairments. Now, there are all sorts of ways of fundraising, but the charity also has a major donors unit, and recently they held their gala dinner. To tell us more from the team, we have with us Paul Cartwright. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, Alan.
So tell me, first of all, Paul, about the major donors team then and your place in that.
So we're a group of fundraisers who essentially look after or steward the relationships of high net worth individuals with RNIB. So these are usually people involved in business or people who have the ability to give large individual financial donations to RNIB. And what we do is we look after, as I say, their relationship with the charity. We invite them to events, we go to meet with them to talk to them about what RNIB does, and essentially give them an idea as to how their financial contribution can have an impact on, like you were saying before, providing the services that RNIB does. So my job is principal gifts manager. I look after the highest level of gifts that are given to RNIB, but we're also a team of major donor fundraisers as well that look after other supporters, as I say, that can give those large gifts, ensuring that the relationship between them and RNIB is the best it can be.
Now, you recently held the gala dinner. So what takes place at one of these events?
It's a spectacular evening where we invite people to come along to a dinner. There's entertainment and they get to hear more about what RNIB does as an organisation. We have a gala dinner committee. So this is a group of individuals that work on our behalf to ensure that we sell tables, that we get people there on the night. So we had, I think it was about 330 people there recently. So 33 tables, a reception beforehand, then there's a sit down meal. We play an appeal video on the evening to introduce them to the people that have used RNIB services, as I say, to give them an idea about what we do as an organisation. And then what we do after that is ask them to pledge towards our services, so they get the opportunity to pledge financially. We had an auction with some fantastic auction prizes on the night, for example, to spend the day in the studio with Mark Ronson over
wow.
in Los Angeles.
Amazing.
Yeah, spectacular. Yeah, absolutely amazing. Another prize was we secured the BT Towers 34th floor restaurant. BT very kindly offered to provide that with a reception and a three-course meal for 90 people. That went for £100,000. Yeah, it was a spectacularly successful evening. And then at the end, we had the Temptations perform for the guests. So it was absolutely incredible. I think they were on for about 45 minutes, an hour. Guests were up out of their seats, dancing away to, you know, hits like My Girl. It was just a fantastic evening. We had some really fantastic feedback. We raised £1.1 million through the gala dinner. That's through table sales, the pledges, the auction prizes. We're very lucky that we have a very committed gala dinner committee who enabled the night to happen, really. President Dame Gail Ronson was involved. We have various other supporters who've been involved for a very long time, who've been very committed to RNIB, that will invite their friends, ask them to take tables. But we also have a number of other people who have been supporting RNIB for quite a while now. And so, I mean, I think we're very fortunate as well with our gala dinners. We've been doing them now for probably around 20 years, and I think we've built up quite a reputation in the industry. It's a real success of the events team here and the people that are involved in RNIB that put in all that hard work to make sure that the night itself turns out to be such a fantastic experience.
And great that they actually get to see the video, because, you know, that they're making these donations, that they're valued donors, but they are actually getting to see what the pounds and pennies are going towards and improving people's lives.
Exactly. It's a way to introduce them to people that have benefited from RNIB services or that use RNIB services. You know, I go to meet with people and I talk about the amazing work that RNIB does, but I think when they hear it from individuals who have used them themselves, it just makes it a bit more real and it makes it a bit more, I suppose, impactful and really gives people a sense as to how important RNIB's role and RNIB services are.
Now, 2018 is the 150th anniversary of the charity. Are you planning a big gala, a special one for the birthday?
We certainly are. We are looking ahead. The details are all to be confirmed at the moment, but we're looking ahead to hopefully another big fundraising event. We haven't ironed it all out at the moment, but we've got a few ideas as to what we'd like to do, and hopefully we'll be able to raise another fantastic total towards those services again.
Indeed, 1.1 million from the gala in 2017. Well done.
Yeah.
shout out to the team for putting that one together, Paul. If people would like to learn more then about RNIB and donations and you know, making a contribution to a life-changing service, how can they go about doing that?
So yeah, visit the website rnib.org.uk, and all of the information, as I say, and the ability to, or the option to make a donation, is all on there.
Don't worry, if you do not have access to the internet, you can still use the telephone and call RNIB's helpline for more information on 0303 123 9999. Paul, thanks for telling us all about this year's gala event, that fantastic amount raised, £1.1 million, and best of luck with the preparations for the next big event on the 150th anniversary. Thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Alan. Thanks for having me.